Okay, psicho. Kuftadibov. Isha shenitma. All right, so a woman that becomes tmeya, bein she tmeya medaraisa, bein medarabana, whether she's tmeya medaraisa or the rabana, tzricha lehamtin chamisha yomim meis shenitma. She needs to wait 5 days from the time that she becomes tmeya. V'yam hachamishi, yichol lachis tzidikas hefzitana. And on the 6th day, she can do hefzitana. V'yam shela achara, on the next day, nefzil lishashiva yomim. Nikim. She could start with the 7 clean days. On the night of the 8th, she could be total. And he's going to explain all the halachas. Yes, so now Hamtona Kamisha Yom. A lot of halachas here. Which some, now most of the time is not Negeya. But there are some times that it can mamash be Negeya and helpful to know these halachas, because most of the time I'm Negeya, because most women see dam for 5 days, at least 4 and change. But so you can't ever lower the 5. Meaning, where does the 5 come from? That's really the basic. Why do you have to wait 5 days? Why can't a woman, whenever she starts seeing dam, do a hefzitah and the next day start the shiva nikiya? Right? So we'll see how we'll go along here. So isha shenitma aleph. Even if her dam stops, she needs to wait 5 days from the time she becomes tmeah, before she can start shivinikim. And there is no difference whether she saw a riya. Remember what we said, a riya is a flow, or write another name for what we call the right, or ayyadei kesim, which means she's a nida d'rabbana. Right? The reason is because if she counts right away, she's going to be pilot, excrete the shichva zera, that's the zera from the husband. The tistar has sirasa, and she's going to be seiser her sira. Now it's a little vague exactly what he means here, what this takana is. Right? So let's see Gimel in the footnote. One, a woman who excretes shichva zera during the days of her svira, which is another name for shiva nikiyim, in who toich sheish oinas l'shimusha, if it's within 6 12-hour periods of her tashmish amita, seseres oisayim, it's seiser just that day. And in the brackets, for oinah, he yudvei shas, in oinas 12 hours.
What does it mean, social just that day? Meaning, potentially, let's say, if it was possible, that she was in day number 3 of her Shiva Nikim already.
And what?
When she was pulling the Shiva Zara, she was in day number 3 of her Shiva Nikim. That cross out just that day, and she would be, the first 2 would still count?
Yeah.
But how, I thought you need consecutive.
You do need consecutive.
So how can you only be social that
day? Because that's not consecutive, meaning as in reference to Dham. Yeah.
What's
going on here? This is very vague. I'm sorry to say this is a gewaldige sefer, but here he went a little vague on exactly what's going on here. We know from Shloshet Yemei Hagbala, right, the 3 days before Shavuos, that the Yidden had to stay away from their wives for 3 full days, 72 hours. It's actually a machlokes, whether it was 72 hours or 36 hours. But we passed them 72 hours, right? Why? Because any time from Tashmish, the Zera from the man has power to impregnate, it has still koyach to impregnate for 72 hours. After 72 hours, it dies. Right? Therefore, it no longer can impregnate. So, Mamela, the first 3 days where the Zera comes out of the woman from the man, right? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to come out, but it could come out. And it could come out on the first day, it could come out on the second day, third day, or all days. Right? That makes the woman tummy, but not tummy mamish. Tummy benegeya to the shiva nikiyim, if whatever day she zera would come out of her, she would have to, that day would not count towards the shiva nikiyim. Right? Follow that?
Excreting shivcha zera makes her tummy?
Yes, for that day, for one day, to negate to the shiva nikiyim.
She doesn't carry, no?
Not neither. Then every time they have tashmish, you'd have to wait a week between tashmish.
Shoma, is it?
More than a week. It's a special category of tumah called the tumah of Sheikh Lazar.
Isn't it like sort of like
carry, the same tumah that a man has when the zera comes out of him, so it's the same thing with when the zera comes out of the woman.
Okay, but we don't really have tumah that.
Right, but it's negayah to Shiva Nikim. Shiva Nikim we do. That's the only thing that it's negayah to. It's Shiva Nikim, and the day that it would come out of her,
Doing the Shiva Nikim of her from her period, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is this connecting to that?
Oh, so how does this connect? Very simple. What happens if she had Tashmish? At 8 o'clock. No. Stop. She was Mutter, she got Tashmish and Mita at 8 o'clock. 10 after 8, she got a period. Then her period stops at 7:45.
She got a 10-minute period?
Let's say theoretically. That's what we said before, as I've told you, this is really not so negative, because anyways the woman sees for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But theoretically, if she wouldn't, right? So let's say she had Tashmish to 8 o'clock, period at 8:05, or whatever the example I used before, right? And then 8:15, she's clear. And she is 8:30. Can she do a Hesitar? Tell me not to tell her she can. Why not? The problem is that you have this, she's going to be excreting the zera for 72 hours from 8 o'clock.
Wait, now you're saying she will be?
We don't know. We have to be concerned. She could be, she could be not. She could excrete just on 1 day or on 2 days or all 3 days.
Or not at all.
Or not at all, but we don't know.
Right, so
nor will she know. So therefore, you cannot start the Shiva Nikayan.
Well, that she
because one of those
days,
because she doesn't know.
And she's not going to be aware of it?
Exactly.
Well, you're not going to know if she excretes it.
Right.
But does she have to wear white and everything?
She doesn't have to wear white.
Shiva Nikayan, she starts.
Not Shiva Nikayan. First of all, even if she does,
why can't she do Bidik at 8:30 right before
because
she starts Shiva Nikayan?
Because maybe it'll come out, but it's not going to be red. How's she going to see it on white? Or it may come out when she's going to the bathroom. You don't know. Right?
Okay.
So therefore, that takes care of 72 hours. Therefore, the Chacham said,
3 days from
the Chacham said, okay, so we're going to get out of that by very simply saying that from the time that she has her period, she cannot do a Hesketara.
For 3 days.
Now 3 days is really...
Not five, 3 days.
It's 4 days.
Why?
Why is 3 days 4 days?
The day of and 3 days.
They didn't teach you yeshiva math, that's why you don't know.
Three
is really four. Because again, it's a full 72 hours. So let's say in our example, Shkia is 8:30 and the Tashmish was at, and the period was 8:05. So when is this, let's say it was on, what's tonight? Monday night. So Tuesday night at 8:05 is 24. Wednesday night is 36, and Thursday night is 72. So 72 hours is over when?
48.
It's dormant. What is it? 24, 48, 72. I'm sorry, yeah. I was wondering if I got all the math correct. Yeah.
Yeshiva.
72. It's not as bad. I wanted to give you a speech. I really messed up on the math. So I'm used to it. But, yeah, so 72 is over when? Thursday night at 8:05. Right? Now, she can't do a Hesketaria, she has to wait for Shkia. What day is that between 8:05 and 8:30? It's day number 4.
What is it?
It is. You had 3 full days, and now you're already into the 4th day.
What's up, day number 4?
It is. That's 4. What happens if she got her period? What happens if she got her period 5 minutes after Shkia?
5 minutes after
Shkia. Let's say, in our example, 8:35 she got her period.
She has to wait for Friday.
Right, so that's how many days?
Tuesday is one. Why till Tuesday? She got a period on Tuesday.
Okay. No, she got a
period on Tuesday.
Yeah, but Tuesday is day one.
I know real math.
Tuesday is day one.
5 classes in.
Tuesday is the first day of her period, correct?
Yeah, but 24 hours, it's already going to be Wednesday, not Tuesday anymore.
What?
24 hours, she's to ask
this. This is Monday night, 8:35, she got her period.
So
right. Tuesday night,
8:35,
is day one.
It's Yom Shlishi. 24 hours is Yom Ravi.
No.
24 hours.
One second. So Tuesday is which day is the first day of the period? Yom Shlishi.
Right.
And then the second day?
Ravi.
And third day? Shlishi. And when is the first day she can do Hesed Tara?
Shlishi.
Friday. I'm not saying this is easy. It's not easy. Does the right side here understand what's going on? It's very quiet.
No,
you do understand. Oh, you're a math guy. You're a business. Huh? You have a business major. So.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, this is what.
Yeah, you don't understand. She got a period Tuesday night, Monday night, Monday night. The first period day is Yosefa's in the house first. The first day of the period is when? Tuesday. Second day?
1 second. She got a period Monday night.
5 minutes after Shkia.
So, Tuesday's day one.
Tuesday's day one.
Wednesday's day two. Thursday's day three.
When can she do after Tara?
On which
5 minutes
day?
After Shkia started. Even though 5 minutes after Shkia is a terrible example, which we get to.
What are you talking about?
Got the 9 minutes.
I know, maybe more. What?
No, we're just talking about the four for now.
Just four. We're not up to five yet.
Just four.
So, Tuesday's day one, Wednesday's day two, Thursday's day three, she can do it on Friday.
So that's Friday's day four from her period. Okay.
That's a full day.
That's more than 7 hours.
You have to have a full complete 2 hours before you.
So basically, what comes out of the law is you have to have, from when a woman gets a period, you have the rest of that day, and then 3 more days.
Okay.
Right? Or you want to look at it the other way, you have 72 hours from when she got her period, and then the rest of that day. Now, where does day 5 come from? So, how do we get the 5th day? The 5th, this is the hardest thing to teach Chassan. The 5th day here. Some of them just have no idea. No, not to understand it.
I'm going to say the 4th day. What's the 5th day? What's this whole 5th day business?
Well, where does the 5th day come from?
Yes.
Okay, this is a wild chashash.
Okay.
We're chashed that maybe they had Tashra Shemitah right by Shkia. Don't start with, can you have Tashra during the day? We'll deal with that when we get to it.
Obviously, yes.
Me'ikar Adin. Give him a muzzle. Me'ikar Adin. You can, right? Yeah. So now, what happens if they had Tashra Shemitah right by Shkia, and they think that the Tashra Shemitah was before Shkia, right? And really, it was after Shkia, and they wait an exact 3 days. They figure they nailed it, right? They had Tashra right before Shkia, she got a period. Right? And 3 days later, she clears up and she does Hasikara exactly 72 hours and 1 minute later. And really, the Tashra was the next day. Minute after Shkia. Without getting into the whole issue of the Finnish Rosh.
But then were you ready on the 4th day for that?
No, you didn't.
Wouldn't have the 4th day?
That whole. They're losing one entire day.
Don't have Tashmish for that.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so therefore.
Okay. Before Shkia.
Listen, in England,
Thursday
sometimes
night.
Shkia time is 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Alright, so when I go to England.
Before Shkia, you'll worry about it. From Monday night.
Well, first you've got to get married.
From Monday night, before Shkia will be Thursday night?
What?
From Monday
once
night.
A month.
From Monday night, if it was before Shkia, so then 4 days would be Thursday night.
Right. That's really what I'd have to wait.
Shkia, then it would be Friday.
What's the day according to the Shia?
So therefore, the Chachamim said, because of this chashash, we're ending on a 5th day, and then we have no problem.
And it doesn't matter.
So that's why it's 5 days. That's a gezeira. It's not a full 5. It's 4 full plus whatever the 5th
is.
And that's why that 5th day is
negligible. So that's now. There you go. Now you're on the right track. So therefore, since that 5th day is far out chashash, that 5th day is unnegotiable. I don't know if it's right. So I guess by some rabbis it's negotiable. You could play around with it. Right? In what way? So first, let's see inside what he says. How it works in the Gimel will be left off.
It's being kashrus.
What? Well, again, it's not normally negayah, because depending when the period starts, then most of the time it's going to go into the 5th day anyways. Right? That's what most average women are going to go into the 5th day. Right? But in case it doesn't, so then there's room to maneuver how. But let's get to Gzera. V'avsha l'fi zeh. See? In Gimel?
Mm-hmm.
First column, one line up. V'avsha l'fi zeh ha'yeroi loimber. Then you should say Shim Shim Shabbat Matzah Shabbos. If she was Mishamish the mita Matzah Shabbos Rasa, and then she saw Upas Gamiyan, and then she stopped immediately. Yichayla Lahasa Limnai Shim Nekim V'Yom Chamish. She could start the first day of the 7 days on Thursday, meaning do the Haftarah on Wednesday. Right, that should be enough. Kamakam Chayshim Shemat Hashamish V'Yom Rishon Ben Hashmashes. We're afraid that she's going to be Mishamish the mita Sunday Ben Hashmashes. The Tizbar Shu Yom. She's going to think it was day. After Shulayla, really, it was maybe night. din tasu limnos miyam chamishi, and if she begins to start on Yom Chamishi, Zayi b'slech sheish aynas l'shimush, that's going to be within the six aynas of the Tashu Shemitah. Hakein ha-sifu ad Yom Echad, they were added one day. To me ata I esh shalava li deitoris, you can't come to a mistake with Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Okay? Now, what does it mean now what happens if there was no Tashu Shemitah?
Never mind being a Shemashas, I could take care of both the Shemashas there also.
If there was no Tashmish, let's say it was out of town and then she got a period. So then you also have to wait the 5 days?
I guess so. That's
really a machlokes Sfardim and Ashkenazim.
Sfardim, I assume Sfardim don't care.
Sfardim are the ones, the Mechaber doesn't even mention it. The Ramah is the one that mentions it. Even though Basman is a different way, I understand the Sfardim. The chief Sfardi of chief Sfardi rabbi, Rabbi BGO of the yeshiva, said he thinks that they're all Maskun. I forgot which rabbi told him that. But let's see, Beis. Then we'll go back to the Isha Shalosh Shim Shalif Nation. But let's say she wasn't Mishamash before she became Tumma.
Do you have your
faith? Ashein Shaya for Chashash of Pleita Shifa Zera. There's no Chashash of the Shifa Zera. You come welcome to Shifa Lahantan Chamisha Yom. She has to wait 5 days. Even if she wasn't, her husband wasn't even in the city, she needs to wait 5 days. Okay, now go back to Aleph, the footnote Aleph. Right, so this is a Ramah. Mashakos Ramah, b'chol ha'pirat ged yishchenu nochash. Right, at the end of Simon Kustadro, the Ramah adds this line, and anybody who's pirate together by this, a snake should bite him. Koinami al dinzeh, it's going on also on this din. Although you have to wait 5 days. Mekor chayim, harayichetkel, aruchashulchan. Uba oifen.
What does that mean? A snake should bite him what?
That means anybody who's oifen under rabbonon, so snakes should bite him.
Okay. In other words, don't.
Don't do it.
What's the snake?
When that bites.
Yeah. And in a situation where waiting 5 days is going to prevent her from getting pregnant, whatever. He's got plenty of marmakamis if anybody wants to do the homework. Basically, what the situation there is if a woman has a very short cycle. And the doctors figure out by checking out when she ovulates that she's missing her ovulation because by the yin we have to wait 12 days. Right? But the doctor says that if she waits maybe 11 or maybe even 10, then she'll be able to get pregnant. So then you have reasons to maybe. How would you get down to 10? I don't, 10 is already much more harder to me. To get to 11, to only wait 4 days is no big deal. Right? To get down to...
If you're going
to
wait 4, then let them be Pirish earlier.
But Pirish doesn't work. See, that's why we did Bayes first. Some being Pirish doesn't work. It has to be a halachic iser. Does he discuss that later?
Yeah.
Okay, so it has to be a halachic iser. You can't just decide you're not going to be. So there's different aces given in Svarim. Some say, wait a cycle. I mean, they shouldn't, which is a very odd etzah to me to understand, meaning they basically she shouldn't go to the mikvah 1 month.
So she's still usher.
Like this, she's still usher. She doesn't, since she's usher halachically, she doesn't have to wait 5 days. So she's usher halachically, then she can do a heftetara the second she stops. So if she sees even for a day, she can do a heftetara immediately in that case. That's what some say in etzah. The Prabhu Kohen gives an etzah in the Badei Shulchan that we said last week or 2 weeks ago, that the call of Aim Psychas Akevah below down, right? If the doctor goes in with an instrument, even if it's external, and it's big enough, she'll be a nida. So he says, so a day or two before she's expecting her period, let the doctor put an instrument in, and then she'll be halachic nida. And then.
Start counting from there?
She'll start from there.
Yeah, but if she bleeds. Put anything up there.
But if she bleeds.
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying
that wide.
If she bleeds.
Speculum is not going to. No, speculum won't open the uterus.
if she bleeds long,
Beckham will open the muscles. That's
what I'm saying. But if she has a long period, then it's not going to do anything.
If she has a long period, it's not going to help. Usually, a woman that has a short cycle.
Why she just do
a big? Usually, again, I'm not going to help her, but she'll have a lower what?
An instrument like an internal ultrasound?
Internal ultrasound, no. Even further, you got to open the uterus.
All the way out.
Yeah, mamish into the uterus. Right? So that's the eighth given by the Balei Shulchan to do that. Okay, and then there are those that are Megal Samazoi. You won't have to wait the 5 days in that case. Right? He brings other cases also.
Then
there's another eighth that Ramosha says in the Chuvas, which I don't think he doesn't bring here. He brings other scenarios. If it happens in the country, let's say a woman has to go to mikvah Friday night in the country, right? And if she's going to have to go to the mikvah Friday night, there are no mikvahs. I mean, some places have. Kiddush places, the first thing they do is they build a mikvah in a bungalow. Huh? Yeah, so you walk them out to sell 15 miles in the middle of the night, your wife, while you watch the kids?
Not me, but...
Huh? So Ramosha has a tshuva where then in that case, skip the fifth day. Not skip it.
He sends you on the...
Do I have to car on the fourth day?
No, he sends you on the seventh. He sends you to the mikvah.
During the day, we won't get him. When we get to Tefillah, whenever that is, we'll...
Does your Rosh Hashanah have like a bunch of like clues on short cycles or something?
I'm sure.
I feel like there's like one specific thing I heard that...
Most cases are dismissed.
In other words, let's say the person's going on a business trip Tuesday night, and Tuesday night is... Well, Wednesday night is Leil Tefillah. So the husband's going on a business trip at 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Mm-hmm. So if she waits 5 days, she's going to end up going, she's going to miss her husband. He has to go out. Mm-hmm. Or Friday night in the mountains or anywhere where you're not accessible to a mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, if she can clear up after 4 days, then they will be making.
Is it non-accessibility or does it also quasi-laying
and stuff like that? I don't know. That depends on the... Then there are Rabbanim who are matur to go during the day. That's really like. Oh, and then there's another case
then
later.
The stuff.
Then whatever. Well, we'll get into that. When we do Hilchos Tefillah. But let's say you have a 3-day Yom Tov, like it's coming up, right? So you have a 3-day Yom Tov.
Right.
So when does the woman has to go to the mikvah second night Yom Tov, right? So that when does she do the preparations for the mikvah? Erev Shabbos. You have 3-day Yom Tov like now.
Right.
So let's say what we have Yom Tov is we have Friday night, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday night. Right? Let's say she has to go to the mikvah. Huh? You can't do knots in hair and cut nails and take off dry skin and all that stuff.
Right. That.
And bathe on bathing on Yom Tov. Let's not even go there. Okay. But let's say she has to go to the mikvah second night Yom Tov. When is she doing the chafifa? 2 days before that. It's a little bit schwer. It's a long time to go between doing the preparations and the actual meal. We do it. It's no problem. But a Rav might say, okay, you know what? If you can clear up after four, better. And again, we're dealing with different Zeros of the Ravona. So different Zeros have different strengths. So better to eliminate that fifth day so that you can go Matzah Shabbos, so the Chafifa won't be that far removed.
It's not ideal, you know?
Yeah, but then what are you going to do? No, one day is 24 hours shorter. Okay, so that's one...
David disagrees.
Okay, Gimel. Yeah, Gimel. Rasa Dam Bein Hashmoshes. Now let's say she sees Dam Bein Hashmoshes. It's a very important halacha. I certainly didn't know this when I first got married. I don't remember if it was ever Negeya. It certainly wasn't Negeya by me. But I'm saying... But I didn't know this for years, but it can mamish make a difference. You know this halacha. Let's say she sees dam bein hashmoshes. Yesh yomish is a neshal kiilu rasa b'yoyim. Then some say that you can consider it that it's the day before. Even if she sees after shkia on yom rishon, yichaylo lahatz alimnas as a shivanikim b'yom shishi, she would be able to start the shivanikim yom shishi. And normally, we are machmer. Anything after Shkia is considered the next day. By this, we are mekel. Now, what exactly does it mean?
Is your short between Shkia and Sinchar?
Yeah, now what exactly does that mean? The Yesham, let's finish the paragraph. The Yesham, she said, Dafka, in Rasa, besides Tesha, Dakas, Mishkia. There are those that say only if she gets a period within 9 minutes of Shkia. Alim Rasa, Achakach, but if she sees, after 9 minutes, Yesh Lahachmer, Lahas, Eliminus, the Shivanakim, Yom Shabbos, then she would have to start counting the Shivanakim from Shabbos. What's Pshat in 9 minutes? That's from Moshe. Famous stock from Ramosha. Where does 9 minutes come from?
Yeah.
But Yasa Shel Kochum Ketz Lenig Lamaisa, how do we know Lamaisa? The Badi Ashulchan is Makel and the whole Ben Ashmashis. Now, exactly what Ben Ashmashis is also controversial. I would say a half hour. You know when else it's Negei Ben Ashmashis? How long can you ask a guy to do Malacha for you Friday night? So some say half hour, some say 40 minutes. Depending on what you hold. Now, what's Pshat? Where does Ramosha get the 9 minutes from? It's a little bit off topic, but basically, what's Ben Ashmashis? What is the real Ben Ashmashis? It's 13 minutes.
It depends.
The machlok is, the basic is that it's about 13 minutes when the suffix is. So how can we wait 72? Right? So there's different sheets. Now, either the real Ben Ashmashis, according to the Gra, starts right after Shkia, and ends 13 minutes later, and then it becomes Vadei Laila. Right? We don't go with that. We go who's it? The Gaonim, right? That holds that really, it's really the Etzem Yom till about 50 minutes after Shkia, and then starts Ben Ashmashos till 72, which starts Vadei Laila. Berech! Give or take a few minutes here and there, right? So what Ramosha says is that in the first 9 minutes is a svek sveko. Suffik, according to the Gainan Shita, it's yom. Till 50 minutes after Shkita, it's yom. Right, so that's one suffik, whether the halacha is like them, or the halacha is like the other Shitas that hold it, that the day for sure ends by Shkita. And even according to those Shitas that hold it, the day ends by Shkita, it's still Ben Ashmashis till about 9 in America, at about 9 minutes. He's adjusting it for American time. 13 was in other places.
So he's holding 13 minutes, but over here it's still
going. So that's it's suffix whether the halacha is. Right? It's
and
whether it's Ben Ashmashis itself is a suffix young suffix Laila. Right? And it's a suffix who we paskin like. It could be we paskin like those Shitas at all that it's Bada young up to 50 minutes after Shkia, so Rabbi Shkia, so so up to 9 minutes, you're okay.
Rabbi Shkia holds this
L'chakila by this. Now, this where you cannot get confused, this is very important. By Vestas, it's not like that. By Vestas, after Shkia is considered a night period. Right? So now it's a strange thing. Comes out, she gets a period within, let's go with Rabbi Shkia, within 9 minutes after Shkia. Then again, it's a Vestas, it's a night vest. The period looked at she started at night. But they get it to counting 5 days, it's a day vest.
But does this also, this right? 9:30 minutes also apply to Vedikas?
Oh, so now what if, we'll get to that soon, well not today, but we'll get to that, the Hespektar after Gilam Bashkir. What happens if she missed Shkir? So Ramosh in the Chubas writes that you also have up to 9 minutes after Shkir to do a Hespektar. What's interesting is that you ask all the Talmidim of Ramosh and he did not pass in that in person. And the truth is, he said it, wrote it, but in person he never was Mako.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Was this one of the things you asked him? You know, by my girls?
No, it's by Stokos. Mm-hmm. He didn't pass it. He didn't pass in the way he did in the truth. So, don't miss Shkia, that's the bottom line.
You said the
Badei Shulchan
is Mako throughout the entire Shkia period?
The Badei Shulchan is Mako,
Ben Ashmashis. 42 minutes.
He doesn't say what to when, but he says Ben Ashmashis you can be Mako.
For both, for...
Not for that. No, not for Eftikara, no. Just for Negea, too.
Is he Mako any time period I have with her, or no?
Eftikara. Listen, there are some where I make up 20 minutes for Eftikara. You gotta know which route to go. Right?
Stupidly.
Yeah, okay, let's go back then. Yeah, but I'm just seeing whether we should. Oh yeah, this Dalit is also very important. Guys have made this mistake, and this is it's a real big mistake if you Dalit. The Chiyuv to wait 5 days, Hudakim rasa dam and mota kesem is manchi tahira. That's only if she finds dam or a kesem when she's tahira. Aval im kvar himtina chamisha yom. But if she already waited 5 days, I hope this is his over pashat everybody. She already waited 5 days. But if nation itara chazar rasa dam and kesem before she had a chance to become tahira, she goes back and sees dam or kesem. She needs to start again. She doesn't start a new 5 days. Right? That's pretty partial to everybody. As long as she waited one five days per tumah cycle. Right? She, and then she would just start the shivanakim again. Right, Eli, you call this the Katara by Isayam, and Mana Shivanikim, and Yama Machras. The Chen Kala, Shinitmisai, they should also dump a Sulim. Kala, who sees down from dump Sulim, the Kala, Shinitra, appears to me, then before she became tired from the dump Sulim, she saw, she got a period, Im Kfaram Tina, Hamisha Yam, Hima Yam Shirasa, Behem dump Sulim, she already waited 5 days. With the Dam Sulam, and it's Tzich Alam, then Oy Chamish, Yom, Yom, Shapir, Sanita, she doesn't have to wait another 5 days.
So the whole month?
So she would not have to wait 5 days.
Now
that she gets
a second, another period.
Yeah. What was the shayla here? What was it? Forget to it. Yeah. Oh, so then let's see. Hey, is an interesting din. Now, im haisa asur macha shigia yom aves. Let's say she's also because. Comes the young of it. Right? So today she's also. Fa'adam higiyah miyad delayla shachar kach, and then right by shkia, she sees dam. Right? So kibam shapir shabiyam of es, nachmas isser, since lemaisa. She's separated by her vest. Because of isser, nechshar yom zek, yom lishin shachamisha yom. You can count that day as the first day. Right? Again, we said that as long as they're separated halachically, you can count that as a day. Right? So if that day was a vest day, and Tumela it was Asim and Adin Tashmash,
then you only need four.
Then you would only have to wait 4 days.
She cleans up.
Right? Rasa Dam taketh Matayim Kippur and Matay Tishabah, or she sees Dam Matayim Kippur and Matay Tishabah, Pasha is Asur of Tashmash Machos Navelis, or because of Avelis, Yichayel Lutzar of Yom Elul, Luminia Chamisha Yom, she can attach those days. Right? So theoretically, if one of the spouses is sitting Shiva, right, and then she sees Dam, she doesn't have to wait 5 days at all. She can do Hesketar as soon as she clears up because she was already awesome in a din 5 days. Right? Now, look at your Gimel in the Igros Moshe. Yeah? Aval ima suru had raifim betashim yisad eza machla, but let's say somebody's not well. And the Rosh says, Tasha Shemit is also. Right? Now, can that count for the 5 days? Medically it's also, but not halachically. Right? So, Ein Mitzah in the Sazman Shapir Shuk Shvil Zeh Mitzah Chamashim, you cannot combine it. The Leinech Shazah Inyan Isser. That's not considered an Isser. Ach She'efe Etzem Ike Isser the Chavala Fagot the Divya Rosh, other than Isser of destroying the body. Because of the right fish, Allah Nash said Issa Lahinchi, that's not considered an Issa for people.
What
is
this
even so? Nope. Oh, so now you tell we have time.
It's not that she's usher to him.
What?
It's not that she's usher to him.
So they have to, yeah. What do you mean? Medically? I guess we gotta stop. Medically?